Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 16th, 2019. Today is Saturday in the first week of Lent. This is a reading from the fourth chapter of John. Jesus came to a Samaritan city called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son, Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out by his journey, was sitting by the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone to the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria?" Jews do not share things in common with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well and with his sons and his flocks drank from it?" Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give them will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming back here to draw water." I suppose that for the vast majority of us, and particularly anyone who happens to be listening to these daily diaries, I suppose for most of us, the thought of where we're going to get our water is not something we spend a great deal of time or energy thinking about on any given day. Water is as close as our kitchen faucet. We simply get up and turn on the spigot. It's hard for us in the cultural context in which we live to remember that all over our world today, there are people for whom the daily procurement of water is a major task every day, sometimes requiring members of the household to walk great distances to get water of questionable quality, to bring it back home. And so water is precious. And the energy needed to procure it, great. I think it's helpful to remember that water, while it covers two-thirds of our planet, is not readily available in every corner of the planet where people live. This is particularly important as we listen to the words from John's Gospel today and this encounter between Jesus and the woman at the well. Now, a little bit of background, some of which you probably already know. Jesus was actually in a part of Palestine that the population of which the Samaritans, sort of a competing religious sect, the sort of people that the Jews viewed as half-breeds in a lot of ways. There was a lot of cultural and racial prejudice between the Jews and the Samaritans. They each didn't like the other. So much so, in fact, that Jews would actually walk all the way around the part of the countryside where the Samaritans lived, even though it meant crossing the Jordan River two times. They would walk all the way around. They would go out of their way so that they didn't have to even go through Samaria. So Jesus going through Samaria is in some ways, John, in his telling of the gospel, reminding us that political boundaries and racial boundaries and religious boundaries will not stop the flow of the gospel of God. Anyway, Jesus engages the woman at the well in a conversation around water, and much like his conversation with Nicodemus, we understand pretty quickly that what the woman at the well is hearing and what Jesus is telling her are two different things, much like Jesus telling Nicodemus that he needed to be born again. Jesus talks about the sort of water that he gives. It's noontime, it's hot. The woman has traveled from wherever her home is in the city of Samaria out to the well to draw water. She rightly observes that Jesus has no bucket, so where's he going to get his living water? And she understands that he is breaking social convention as a Jewish male by talking to her, a woman of Samaria. It's a particularly interesting exchange. There's a lot there, and the whole fourth chapter of John is taken up with this conversation between Jesus and the Samaritan woman. But what I've been thinking about today has to do with the line where Jesus says to her, if you knew who is asking you for a drink, you would have asked him for living water. And then Jesus says in answer to one of her questions, everyone who drinks of the water from your well will be thirsty again, but those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give them will become a spring of water gushing up to eternal life. Just as we're not very thoughtful about getting a drink of water from the kitchen, I wonder how thoughtful we are about the living water that Jesus has given to us. We spend a lot of time in our spiritual life searching for things, asking for things, seeking for things, bemoaning about the things that we don't have. We are often overlooking the fountain of life that has been bestowed upon us through the waters of baptism. We often are busy searching for things to quench various sorts of thirsts when the real water, the water of life, has been placed right within us by the one who is life eternal. How thirsty are you? Have you remembered lately that Jesus, his very presence, quenches our spiritual thirsts? Lent is often a season depicted as a desert, and the children of Israel, as they wandered in the desert, grew thirsty. And on at least two occasions, water comes from a rock as a great miracle of how God provides for God's people in the desert. I don't know what sort of desert you may be going through in your life, or what challenges you're facing, or how arid your spiritual journey may have become, but I know who can supply the water. And I know that the water that Jesus provides to parched spirits does not come by the thimbleful. Nope. It comes like a holy geyser gushing up from within us and overflowing our thirsty souls. When we come to Jesus, it's often like, Lord, give me a drink. And he says, here, have a geyser. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose blessed Son was led by the Spirit to be tempted by Satan, come quickly to help us who are assaulted by many temptations, and as you know the weakness of each of us, let each one find you mighty to save. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.